Dude, you're so always, I love your energy, man. You always walk in wherever you're walking around, you got the smile on your face and
ready to go, baby.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Is there anything that, like, when people first look at you, you wish that they could see about you? Something that they might not see, but just like looking at you.
I really don't know. I've never been asked that question.
I want you to journal about it.
Yeah, let me think on that question. Dang, yeah. That's a good one. I don't know. What would I want people to know about me? Wow, dang. No, I don't know.
That's okay. I want you to text me later about it.
I will, yes. Find out. Dang.
The album Religiously, I want to jump right into it because it's freaking incredible.
Thank you.
It takes you on this really journey that some people might say is sad. Sometimes, you know, there's some happiness mixed in there. It's almost like a lot of confusion, right? Of where you are, what the relationship is, the journey.
And that's how heartbreak feels.
That's how heartbreak is, right?
It's just like so confusing. You're like, wait, I thought we were going to be together, but now you don't want to.
And then you did, and then
wait.
And now it's over.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Weird. Wait, now you're
but
back.
But then you're asking,
yeah,
is
now
it
you're
over?
Like, now you, yeah, is this really even over? I don't even know.
Yeah. The most confusing album of all time you've put out, Religiously. But the theme, there is a lot of heartbreak as a theme, right? And that's what you were going through. So you wrote about that. The next album, if the theme of the last one is heartbreak, what do you see the theme of the next one looking like? What right now are you feeling that your outlet is music?
I'm kind of like writing songs that just I'm like, I love this song because I wrote it. So it's kind of just going to stay on the same trajectory of just like feelings. And but like I wrote a song the other day about my white Chevy Silverado.
Right, the one that got you in all kinds of trouble with your neighbors,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes. So I wrote, actually it's about my first one, my first ever truck I had. And about, I've kind of got a theme going on right now about a Polaroid.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Now we're getting there.
A lot of these songs that I've been writing, whether they go on the new album, next album, I have no idea, but I've been writing and a lot of the songs and they talk about this Polaroid picture. And it may be in a sense of like it's still on the dash. Mm-hmm. I'm still in the picture with you in that Polaroid because I'm not with you now.
Okay.
There's just like all these other things about this Polaroid that I randomly wrote about. And then I put it together two nights ago. I was like, wait a second, I wrote that. There's a Polaroid in that song. There's a Polaroid in that song. I'm like, maybe this is a thing. Right. I have no idea.
I feel like that would be a cool theme for a tour
at the same time. Yeah,
not just an album, but a tour. Is there a specific Polaroid that sparked all that you picked up and you're like, damn, I still have a Polaroid one, too. Look who's in it.
Well, I wrote that one song and there's a guy named Tucker Bethard that helped me get this line out, but in the song it says took the Polaroid off the dash because I ain't got the girl in it, but I still have the Chevy Silverado. So it's like just talks about like, man, like I still got the picture, but I still ain't got the girl.
Right.
And that's like kind of, I guess, a feeling, really.
Yeah.
It's like just writing about my feelings and feelings of being confused in a relationship, feeling like they don't love you anymore, feeling like, do I love them more than they love me? Like, just all sorts of feelings is what I'm kind of going after with this next album. Kind of like the first one, but I'm writing them, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a long answer, but you know.
That's okay. We'll find the sound clips. Don't worry. But when you are writing, now that you're writing, you're on the road with guys like Hardy and Morgan and Ernest. Like, I don't know if you could put three better writers right now on a tour together. How has your writing changed now that you're doing it by yourself? What have you learned from when you wrote those original, having zero experience, to now you're writing these songs with these guys who have countless number one hits, right?
Well, I actually don't even write with them.
At all? You don't write at all with them?
No, I don't. We're just buds.
Is there a reason you don't?
No.
Is that by design or no?
We're just kind of like so into touring right now and trying to get the live show. And it's just like so hectic all the time that trying to write a song is like the last thing we're thinking about.
Yeah.
But
because those guys party.
I know. It's the craziest thing. I've never written with Morg. I've written with Hardy one time, but way before this tour. And then Is This Really Over on my Religiously album was the only time I ever wrote with Earn, and it was like 15 minutes.
Does that, like, you gotta wanna write with these guys, right?
Yeah.
Have you brought it up to them? Can you?
It's more so as I feel like when a hit, all right, this is very like thinking of just like the world. And I believe in God, so I believe he knows when things are supposed to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, no, it'll happen when it needs to happen. When that song needs to be written, I will end up in a room with whoever I need to write that song with to make that song what it needs to be, I guess. Like,
okay,
I never really, I've never worried about, I'm just honestly so grateful to be friends
with
them.
You're just riding the
wave, man. I'm just so grateful to be friends with them. And I don't really push that because I've written songs with my best bud since day one. So I don't really have to, like, switch up my writers. So if they want to write a song, I'd love to. If not, it's also cool because, like I said, very, very grateful to get to call them friends. Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of doing my thing, writing songs, I guess. I don't know.
What's going back, I threw in there that those guys party. I mean, you guys have fun on tour. What's the craziest party you guys been to?
Maybe not
even on tour, but what's the craziest thing that you now embedded as Bailey Zimmerman, right? People know your name. Now, I know you're rubbing elbows with somebody somewhere.
Dude, I am like, and this is complete honesty, okay. We don't really party. Like,
really?
We really don't, man. We're just, I don't know. I feel like we've all learned a really good lesson on partying and how it can affect tours and affect, you know, fans and affect, you know, just family, friends, whatever. And now I feel like we're on a really good trajectory of being healthy. We work out all the time. We're eating healthy. We, you know, we'll have a couple tequilas, but we don't, like, you won't catch us at the bar anymore. Like, it's really crazy. We're really.
You don't want that smoke, so to say, right?
I just don't want to, I just feel like, man, if I don't go out to the bar, then I can't get in trouble. If I don't go party, then I can't get in trouble.
Don't put yourself
in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble, man. I like being liked and everybody liking me and not doing stupid stuff. And I like my job. I love my career.
It's not something you hear often, especially as new as you are to all this, but also as young as you are. You don't hear that clarity a lot. And I feel like that comes from surrounding yourself with the right people that give you that as well. Because, I mean, you see it all the time. You were surrounded by the wrong people. You end up in the wrong situations, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I've been poor. I've been to where, like, my bathroom door is hitting my living room couch. Right. So when I got the opportunity to start singing music and make lots of money doing that and support my mom and support my whole family and be able to do those things for them, I really got a taste of, no, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life because my mom has worked her ass off to get me here. And now I'm not going to throw it away because I want to go drink beers at the bar and try to get girls.
What do you think?
I'm just, like, not about that. I just love my family too much.
What do you think that your mom is most proud about you?
I think she's most proud that I've not changed one bit. Like, I have truly stayed true to BZ. I'm just me still.
Who is that? Describes to a stranger who Bailey Zimmerman is.
A guy that grew up in a small town with good morals and a good dad. A guy that'll give you shirt off his back whenever you need it, because if you need it. This is kind of my favorite shirt. I mean, if you want it, you can have it. You know, just a good guy, honestly. A guy that has morals and knows right from wrong, man. I feel like a lot of people get twisted up in the world, and it's like, man, you wake up every day and you get the choice to be bad or good. That's what you get. So, good dude that wakes up every day and tries to be the best person he can be. Yeah, and good morals and treats people good and believes in relationship and believes in God and believes in real family and, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Old school morals, you know.
Simple stuff.
Simple guy, yet loves diamond chains.
And diamond chains,
but very simple.
That one right there.
Yes, love this one.
How much does that one cost?
Actually, it's for free. My mom chewed my ass, dude, because I just showed up with all this jewelry on and stuff. And she was like, you don't need to be spending your money. I'm like, joke's on you. They were all gifts. I got all of this gifted.
Awesome.
This was a gift for my first number one on radio.
Cool. Let me see it.
Fall in Love.
Awesome.
Right, the Fall in Love number one bracelet. Then the BZ was a gift from my boys over at Happy Jewelers in Orange County, LA. They just gave it to me because they love me.
Yeah.
And then the watch was free from Nixon because Nixon also loves me.
That's a different life. It's a different life, right?
It's cool.
What else do you want for free? Go ahead.
Man, I've been really wanting a G-Wagon. If anybody can give me a G-Wagon, that'd be great.
Well, Bailey, we have a brand new.
Brand new car.
We bring it out. I'm excited for the Religiously Tour 2024.
I'm psyched.
What are you doing right now? Are you working on that tour? How do you get ready while you're on the road already? Are you putting those pieces together for your show, that show?
Yeah. We've been putting together, like, the production.
Yeah.
What are we doing stage-wise? Are we going to build a stage? Are we just going to have videos? You know, there's so much, like, stuff that goes into it, but I think we've kind of locked in on a stage plot because I've always loved a tour that has it feels like a movie the whole time you're there. It feels like, wow, this, look at the stage. Yep. Look at, like, he has stairs he can climb and he has all these smokes going
on. It's very Garth, you know, when he came out.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're working on it, but we have a pretty good idea of what it's going to be. I'm very psyched. But ever since I've heard the Religiously song 2 years ago when I started singing, when I heard it and then cut it for the first, that was the second song I'd ever cut was Religiously. So I've had it for a long time. So I've had this Religiously, the tour in my head. How am I going to put my stage? The lights are going to do this. Like, I've had dreams about this stuff, man. So, yeah.
It's we're got a lot of catching up to do, right?
Oh, yeah,
from your brain to reality.
Yeah,
there.
So we're getting, I think I got a meeting next week about production, all the stuff. So I'm psyched.
And Josh Ross is on the road, right?
Yeah, that's my boy.
How did that happen? Tell me about Josh Ross. I don't know a lot about him.
Okay. So Josh signed with my management company, The Core.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I'd heard about him on TikTok beforehand because he had a song called On a Different Night. And then that song's a banger of a song, smash of a song. So then that just immediately got me believing in him because I was jamming it on the boat. And if I'm jamming your song on the boat, that means I'm like about
you
it.
Own you own
know?
A boat?
No, I just rent boats. Just rent them.
Can't mom wouldn't
that.
Let you.
No, mom won't let me buy a boat. Yeah. So
that's a new song. Mom won't let me buy a boat.
Yeah, no shit.
Good dude,
Josh,
your style.
Right, we just started like hanging out a bunch. And then when they came to me just about who do you want on your tour, I'm like, dude, Josh Ross. He's on tour with Nickelback right now. Yep. I mean, what an honor to have him on my tour now and just to get to do it together because we're buds. So getting to party with your friends is what it's all about, really.
Right now, right?
Yeah, it's kind of what it's all about.
Cool. Well, I'm excited for you to hit the stage. Obviously, when you see the smoke, all these people freaking love you. You were just here at Wrigley. You're coming back to Country Thunder. Like, you might as well just move to Chicago. It's fine.
Yeah.
What do you love about Chicago before we go?
Chicago Bulls.
Okay, you're Bulls. You
know, big Mike guy. I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. I mean, gosh, dang. I just got the sickest Michael Jordan legit golf shirt from when he had Jordan Golf. It's sick. Anyways, Michael Jordan has been like just not only an idol growing up, but then now as we've watched the Jordan movie and his mom doing that deal and like fighting
for what a great movie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That has really just made him even more of an idol now because it's like, man, not only have you inspired me as a kid to just chase my dreams, but now you're inspiring me to like not let people take advantage and making sure you're just as good in the deal as it's
you
just
give
really
me chills,
cool.
Man. Being someone cool. Grew up in Chicago in the '90s, you give me chills.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, Bailey Zimmerman, dude, thank you for stopping by.
Let's go.
When you see smoke out, we're ready to go.
Let's go.
Oh, and finally, Michael Jordan, Bailey Zimmerman wants to be friends with you.
Yes, Michael Jordan, please. I actually said, and I quote, when I got the golf shirt, it's got Michael, young Michael, like swung, and it's right here, and it's like just a picture of him, but it's like the whole shirt. I'm gonna wear it the first time I golf with you, Michael Jordan. So please, let me golf with you.